After a brief assembly and ribbon cutting, Evergreen Elementary School students rushed onto their new playground. Excitedly climbing onto the structures and down the open spiral slides, the students tried out their new playground for the first time.
How do you guys like your new playground?
Yeah. It's awesome!
Okay.
5 years!
How are you guys liking the playground?
Awesome!
We love it!
A new playground for 5 years in school, and now I'm really farting.
While the students have been waiting, the school district staff and members of the community have been working for the past few years to make the new playground a reality. Diane O'Brien is on the advisory board for Evergreen Elementary School, and she says this time last year, they were busy at work campaigning and developing funding for the project.
We spent a lot of time in the evenings and our days on this project, and to see this come to fruition less than a year later is so exciting. It's just fantastic. I don't think any of us realized that this could actually happen in less than a year than we voted for last year. It's fantastic.
Principal Trace Ashton says along with community support, the students collected box tops to raise money for the new playground, which she says then led to grant funding and the vote of the Wrangell community, which brought the project together.
After watching the opening of the playground to the elementary students this morning, it was gratifying to see how appreciative that they were just by the way they were playing on it. And I think it's going to be a great asset to the community. There'll be children, whether they're in school or not. I'm sure the high school, middle school kids will be coming over later today to check it out. And it's really Wrangell's playground, and I'm just thrilled that we at the elementary school are going to be able to use it.
Oh, this is a great day. The kids were wonderful out here. It was great to see them go through the ribbon cutting and the fences and screaming their way to the playground. It was really fun to watch.
That's City of Wrangell project manager Amber Alhadad. Alhadad and the Public Works Department have been preparing designs since last December for the new playground facility. And she says she expects the $1.1 million play structure to last the next 25 to 30 years.
Well, we started off with a playground that was settling. There was lots of pooling water, ice in the winter, playground equipment that was 25, 30 years old, old log construction with bolts that stuck out and very exposed, hazardous. And now we have a site that is nicely graded, asphalt, new asphalt. The drainage is very well done so that none of that pooling will happen, none of the puddling and the icing over. We have new equipment that is state of the art. It's plastic and steel coated materials. All the hardware is concealed or mostly concealed, so there's none of that hazard for the students. And we have new 4-inch rubber safety tile all the way around the playground equipment.
Johnson Construction was in charge of building the playground, and many locals were hired to do construction work over the past 3 months. Mike Simons was one of those workers, and he says a lot went into the construction and the lead-up to the blue ribbon cutting ceremony.
The playground equipment is the icing on the cake, you might say, but there was a lot of infrastructure-type work done here for this entire project. And again, there's new handrails and new decks that were built on the back of the building. And again, we've got the covered structure. We've got 5 new basketball courts here. And I think one of the nice parts about the playground, too, is the safety factor. We've got a nice 4-inch rubber foam mat for the fall protection. Hopefully then when kids fall, there's not going to be any major injuries. They'll just kind of bounce back and keep going.
Jerry Buthy is the construction superintendent of the project and credits his team of local workers for a job well done and the ability to have the project completed on time. And Principal Trace Ashton thanks the community for their support and hard work throughout the entire process.
I just want to thank the community of Wrangell, because without them passing that bond issue, we wouldn't be where we are today. And play is so important to a development of a child, and it really is part of our school day. It gives those kids a little break from brain power and gets their large motor activity working, and it's going to be a wonderful thing for them throughout the years to come.
In Wrangell, I'm Charlotte Duran.